especially when they're looking at putting in fertilizer fees that would be paid by the entire state, farmers by the entire state per ton. I think that those sorts of things and those funding mechanisms that seek to fund on a larger basis and a statewide basis instead of looking at it just specifically down in southeastern Minnesota can have an effect. We're going to get a really good look at what, you know, the priorities are with regards to the legislature in that direction this week, and whether, you know, what they want to do in that regard. Will they use some of the clean water funds? Will they seek to do some sort of fee on fertilizer? Will they seek to look for some tax credits? Those sorts of things. All those things are yet to be determined and yet to be figured out, but we'll be heavily involved in those discussions.